Can I talk to you in the greatest of confidence?
I sure can.
Well, we got a problem here. We're getting a little politics played on us in the Labor Committee of the Senate.
Uh-huh.
And the people that are advising me are very reluctant, every time we have a strike, to ask Congress to pass a law.
Uh-huh.
In this instance, we think that there's less reason than there would be in nearly any strike, because you keep a few people going to Miami and a few of them going to Honolulu and shipping some orchids, but that you really haven't endangered the national welfare. And the lawyers say that they can't establish that. And the folks up there are demanding to pass some resolution. And we don't know whether if you passed it, you would get a bunch of absentees. They're relatively few people, only 30,000 in these unions. And we don't know whether we'd get some inefficient operation or what we'd get. And we still want to see if there's any way in the world we can find a way out of it. They're crowding us pretty heavy, and they're going to the papers and getting the papers to do it. I have not talked to Meany yet today. I've got a call in. I'm going to talk to him. I thought I'd talk to you and maybe one more friend besides the Secretary of Labor and the Assistant Secretary. I don't want to quote you to a human being. I don't want to do the wrong thing. I have asked McNamara. It does not affect his national defense adversely. As a matter of fact, it helps it. The planes have been hauling people to Miami and now hauling things to Vietnam. So it doesn't hurt us there. The union's been very careful to do everything that they could do and more for the security interest. They just cut out the luxuries, inconvenience. So we cannot make a finding. Now, Morris has got a resolution, 150 days, and it keeps them at work, and it pays them, and gives them retroactive and everything. If they got to go something, Reynolds and Wirtz, Kirkland, the rest of them, think that's the best thing, instead of the 60-60-60 thing. But yeah. Bobby Kennedy and Joe Clark are both determined for me to recommend something, and they're determined to have a 60-60-60. We're afraid if we recommend it, then they'll come in and say a Democratic president wants to be a strikebreaker. Mm-hmm. 60 days from now, just before the election, why, we'll have to come in. And the fellow that instigated this was Bennett, who's Griffin, who is Landon Griffin fame, and he's from Detroit, but he got them to go along with him.
Right.
And Morris is very much against it, says it'll ruin us to have a 60-day one, because you can't get it settled and just makes them mad, and you can't force a horse to water, you can't make him drink. So there's where I am. Now, you can do nothing and forget it. I'm not going to quote you. I just wanted to tell you my problem.
Uh-huh. Well, let me say first, Mr. President, you're just as sound could be on that this is not a national emergency. And just today, I have talked to our legislative people to point out that if 35,000 people on strike, affecting those who can afford to ride the airlines to begin with, to get between two points in a faster fashion than they did a few years ago, is a national emergency, then my God, what are we facing for the rest of the year? And this is what the Congress has to face up to.
Well, I told Wirtz, if you have a law here, every time you have a strike, you got a law.
That is correct. And if 35,000 an inconvenience is what causes a national emergency in this case, then we have nothing in front of us, as you say, but national emergencies coming practically every month of the year. And the Congress is going to be in one hell of a shape. And our fellows are talking to Morse, too, who, he's got what is considered to be your bills, and hell, just to get people to talk and follow through his way, I think of all the ways I've heard, is the best way of getting off this spot. But it's just unfortunate that it even has to go that far.
That's right. That's the way we feel.
I think if the Congress just took a deep breath and say, all right, we'll have a cooling off period ourselves for 2 weeks, and then Bill Wirtz got back really putting the pressure on C. Miller, And the carriers, I think you'll have an agreement in 2 weeks.
Well, now listen, let me make this clear about Morris.
Mm-hmm.
Morris does not have our bill. Morris called, and he had a seizure bill. He says, now I can have a seizure, have this one. We told him we wouldn't dare recommend anything, period. He says, well, can't I have Attorney General say whether mine's constitutional or not? We said, sure, you can have that any time, but that does not mean the president endorses it. That does not mean the president recommends it. Now, he knows the president doesn't, but we do say that of the three, we would much prefer it than to have compulsory arbitration. We'd much prefer it than to have a 60-day thing each 60 days.
Yeah, this is the lesser of evil.
It's the lesser of evil. That's our position.
Yeah.
And we say that we cannot justify it at the moment. We say that we do not recommend that you do it. We say we don't recommend you not do it. That's your business. But we're not going to recommend it.
This is the battle that I started Rockefeller's over on the Hill today with. And of course, I'm in a good position because we are in the process of taking a strike vote which will not be completed until August the 20th. And I'm just telling our fellas that they ought to point out to our friends over there that if 35,000 affecting the more wealthy travelers causes a national emergency, what will happen if communications don't reach agreement with the AT&T when the vital communication links, both defense and otherwise, become affected? That certainly would have to be a national emergency.
Yep.
Then what will come when GE comes out of the slot? They're making strategic defense material. That must be a national emergency. And so if Congress is going to take on itself the job of declaring national emergencies every time a couple of people get their noses out of joint, why, Congress is going to make an ass out of itself in a very short time.
You think about anything you can overnight, and if you got any thought, tell Bill Wirtz, will you?
I sure will.
Thank you, Joe, and don't say a word about this. I won't either.
No. All right.
Bye.
Bye.